tall. Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive. Look out when he storms through. Sonic the Hedgehog, don't doubt what he can do. Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive. He's the fastest thing alive. He's the fastest thing alive.
Oh, welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 194. I am joined this week by Dan.
Hello.
And Justin.
To be, hey.
We come to you during a most mournful time. Okay, but yeah, we kind of wore the back shows. We did the whole pump from circumstance. I guess it's technically isn't what you say at a funeral.
Yeah, but it's not even close to what you say at a funeral. What funerals do you go to where someone says the pomp and circumstance?
Well, technically a funeral is supposed to be a celebration of somebody's life.
Yeah, but you don't like have a freaking musical number and do like
yeah, you do. Remember, you don't go to enough funerals, because the one I went to, I went to a church funeral this summer, and it was wrong, but it was a very high energy.
Wait, the church died?
Yeah, so we had to bury it.
Should not be.
It takes an odd of cement to bury a church in your backyard.
I went to, oh God, I feel really bad about telling this. So my uncle died a couple, in September. And so, you know how, like, usually the wake, you see the body, like, as you come in?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the opposite of that. So, huh? Like, as we left, and, like, we're heading out the church, his body was at the door.
So you could pay your final respects on your way out?
Yes, and it was just the, it was the.
So did you guys, like, enter and exit through the same door so they hid it from you until you guys were all in there, and they locked the door and bring the body out, and they were like, now you have to see it.
No. We went in.
That's how I do it.
That's creepy. And, after the service was over, they just, like, wheeled the body to the door, and it was just...
So they did.
Hey, everybody, special guest, come on down!
Don't do that.
And now, the man of the hour, everyone you've been here for this entire time.
Okay, that's really terrible.
You guys are awful people. I feel really bad about telling this story now.
I do apologize for it, but there is no good way to get out of talk of death.
I know, but...
I don't apologize. It's not like I disrespected him.
It was just weird.
It's
the first one I've ever been to where that has happened. Let me put it like that.
Yeah, I don't like going to funerals. I haven't gone to a ton of them. God, willing. And hopefully I don't have to go to too many anytime soon.
Are you hoping to die soon? Is that why?
If I die,
I don't have to worry. I won't have to go to my own funeral.
That's what I mean. If you die, you don't have to go to funerals anymore.
Technically, you do have to go to your own funeral.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's the last one.
You have to, RSVP super quick.
And you get to see it the entire time, so it's not all bad.
Yeah, you don't even have to deal with everyone's crying and incessant questions and like, oh, did you know him? Oh.
Of course, I don't. But yes, this is a very This is a really terrible note to start off on, because what we're talking about is nowhere near as serious.
We're awful people.
It's not even necessarily true, as we'll get into, but we came here... We were joined here today to celebrate the life of the Saturday morning cartoons.
Were we?
Which have passed away this past September 2014. Yep. Even though I don't technically count it, because as far as I can tell, Vortex, which is the last network to show Saturday morning cartoons, was a block of reruns.
Okay, what's
Vortex?
That's not
other than a weather pattern.
That's not entirely true. They had like some new episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Digimon. But otherwise, yeah, it was basically just reading.
Yeah, but people watch those shows?
I thought Digimon aired on Nick.
Yeah, but then they poured it over
It's owned by Nick?
Then they poured it over to Vortex.
Then it's still reruns.
No, I think they have new episodes, too.
Okay, I'm so confused about how...
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I just know I know they showed Yu-Gi-Oh! And I always thought those were reruns. I know they showed Justice League. Because Susan Eisenberg, who played Wonder Woman on Justice League.
She was live-tweeting every episode, wasn't she?
Yeah, she would live-tweet with the fans like every Saturday morning.
Which is
dedication.
Which is pretty great.
Pretty awesome. So, yeah, I knew stuff like that.
But so, I
have a question.
Yes.
What exactly constitutes as a Saturday morning cartoon?
It's got to be on Saturday and on morning. That's about it.
I think Dan nailed it.
So then technically, aren't Saturday morning cartoons still a thing?
Well, I think
but Saturdays aren't a thing. Bum, bum, bum. There's the root of the problem.
I think, and we'll get into this in a second. I think the big thing, though, is that this was the last one that was on network TV. Like, yeah, you can still kind of find cartoons in the morning if you watch,
Anything that airs cartoons ever.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I don't think Disney does morning cartoons on Saturdays.
No, I mean, Disney doesn't have many cartoons to begin with. At least not Disney XD, not Disney Channel.
But it's kind of weird because Disney XD does, but they have Saturday morning cartoons with their Marvel Ultimate Unlimited Jock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And even like stuff like Nickelodeon, a lot of the stuff they show on Saturday mornings tends to be reruns of stuff they show throughout the week. Yeah. Like they'll have old episodes of SpongeBob and.
All they have is episodes of SpongeBob. That's like literally their entire catalog.
Yeah, I mean, because they moved a lot of stuff out of Saturday morning, because that's when Korra used to air, and now Korra is digital only.
Now, I think
Ninja Turtles is Friday night, yeah, okay. And they rerun it. They rerun it on Saturdays, I think. But again, it's the night before. They show new episodes of Power Rangers at noon, and I guess technically that would count. I mean, it's not a cartoon, but it's like Saturday morning.
It might as well be a cartoon.
Yes. And stuff like that. So there was that. But I think for a lot of people, it was the networks. It was, you know, your Fox, your ABCs, your CBS, your NBCs, and stuff like that.
NBC
and,
had cartoons.
Yeah. NBC was, I think, one of the first to kill it off, though, because NBC started doing their teen programming. They started doing stuff like Saved by the Bell, USA High, you know, California Dreams, Inside Stuff. They had kind of that young adult teenager movement in the early 90s. So they stopped. But yeah, they used to show stuff. I think they were the ones who used to show like the Super Mario cartoons.
Oh.
So we have to thank for that.
I was going to say, not that any of you can actually debate that, because I think when they showed cartoons, none of you were born.
I've seen clips of it.
Oh, I'm sure you've seen the cartoon, but I'm talking about, like, you couldn't corroborate with me that's when it aired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because if you were around to watch that anymore,
couldn't be like, oh, yeah, I remember around then.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, kind of going back to Justin's point, and this is something I've always kind of found interesting. Like, what does constitute a Saturday morning cartoon? Because there were cartoons that aired on Saturday morning, but they also ran during the week. Kind of like what we were talking about with SpongeBob, because... for instance, Batman Animated Series was a Saturday morning cartoon, but it was more associated with an after-school thing because that's when the bulk of the episode aired, but they would still show one new episode like a Saturday morning, which is also why the first season's like 80 episodes or something like that.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed that. They would air
an episode on Saturday mornings, but they would also show five new episodes. I think it was four or five. I forget if they did Fridays, new episodes throughout the course of the week.
Oh, I see.
I mean, so most people don't consider it a Saturday morning cartoon, but,
okay.
I mean, to be fair, Saturday morning cartoons was less of a thing in my generation, and it was even less of a thing for your generation. Just because you had, I mean... Partially, my generation kind of had the rise of the Disney Channel, and then, you know, Cartoon Network, I think, started in, like, 92 or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then Nickelodeon, which then they had the Nicktoons, you know, Doug and Rugrats and...
Recess.
Recess
that
was Nicked. That was a, that was a Saturday morning... No, that was a... I think it was a Saturday morning cartoon as well, but I believe it was also a cartoon that ran in the morning before school.
It was. When I was watching it, it was. I'm not sure if it started out that way.
It started off that, because I remember watching that and stuff like Pepper Ann.
Oh, my God, Pepper Ann was my jam.
Before I went to, like, you know, like when I was in junior high school, before I would go to school and stuff like that. Was also, I mean, that was also when anime kind of became a thing. Before Toonami, they used to show anime super early in the morning. You would get anime at like 5-6 in the morning.
I remember I think it was WGN used to air Digimon season 4, maybe even season 3 at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning, so I always woke up super early to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. I hate waking up, but I would do it for cartoons.
Yeah.
Anime was awful because anime, compared to a lot of American cartoons at the time, was really serialized. So it's not like you can, like, skip around. And there was, you know, like, they used to show stuff like, I think, Rome Warriors and Dragon Ball. They even showed Dragon Ball before the Z, which I always thought was weird because when Dragon Ball Z became popular, it was Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, I remember Goku being able to turn into a monkey, and he didn't do that in Z. And it was like, I guess because his tail got cut off sometime during Dragon Ball.
Mm.
Yeah.
Weird times.
Weird anime, so weird. But yeah, I mean, it is, I mean... And this is, I mean, we're jumping around because it's really hard to talk about because, like Justin says, it's not dead. But my thing with it is not necessarily the depth of Saturday morning cartoons, but I think the depth of variety. Because when you had 5 or 6 networks vying for stuff, you ended up with a lot of different types of cartoons because everybody was trying to appeal to everybody. And nowadays, a lot of people tend to, like Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon tend to stick to what works, and nowadays that tends to be kind of the more goofy, surreal cartoons. Like, you don't have a lot of action cartoons on air anymore. Ninja Turtles is probably the biggest one.
Well, even then, that's wacky.
And Korra.
That's wacky and goofy, too.
But Korra's not on air anymore.
Well, it's on net, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. It's like, even something like Teen Titans became Teen Titans Go, which is more of a comedy stand than it is an action cartoon.
Gravity Falls and Star Wars Rebels are the only things that could be...
See, I wouldn't even count Gravity Falls as an action cartoon.
You wouldn't?
No, it doesn't. It's not very action-driven. It's
just about as action as, like, Adventure Time is, which I wouldn't call an action show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it may not be action, but it's also not, like, it's not as goofy or surreal.
No, it's not as goofy, but it's not, but, you know, like...
I get what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, let's put up a random, one of the years I was in peak. Let's go with 92. You had stuff like The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, The Addams Family, Ninja Turtles, Garfield and Friend, The Little Mermaid, Bobby's World, Tom and Jerry Kids, Tasmania. That was all kind of, you know, you get a lot of variety there. You get licensed properties with The Addams Family, Goof Troop. You get new action cartoons with Darkwing Duck. Bobby's World, which was really weird in hindsight.
What is Bobby's World?
Yeah, it was a show that was created by Howie Mandel. Is that his name?
Seriously? Yeah.
The Deal or No Deal guy?
Well, yeah, before he was a Deal or No Deal guy.
He used to be a clown.
But yes, it's kind of weird because it's one of those things when you look back and you wonder, because Howie Mandel wasn't somebody known to kids.
Right.
And for him to create a kid's cartoon.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, I understand it works better, but it's kind of similar to the Jackie Chan adventures, in that kids probably weren't watching Jackie Chan movies at the time. So it's weird that they had a show. It was a really good show. But it's weird that it's like, we'll take this Hong Kong action star and turn him into a Saturday morning cartoon because that's his audience.
Yeah, that is really strange.
Yeah. But yeah, and then, you know, you had stuff, you know, there's a ton of different stuff there. And if you compare it to stuff like now, like a lot of this stuff tends to, I don't want to say samey, but it does tend to not have that variety. Like, what are the licensed shows on TV? Star Wars, Rebels, and Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, part of that isn't their fault. Part of that is the fact that I believe it became illegal to have a show which primary purpose was to advertise toys to kids. Which is what...
Is that true?
I believe that's actually a rule.
It is now.
Because, I mean, primary...
Isn't Beyblade still on?
I don't think so.
I have no idea, but I know I know that was some part of it, and then the other part, the main reason Saturday morning cartoons died was because networks were kind of mandated, a certain amount of hours to do educational content, and they just figured instead of doing, you know, doing educational content and doing cartoons, we'll just kind of do them at this. We'll do educational cartoons, and that's kind of what we get. And educational cartoons are so weird. I don't know if you watch any of them because none of you have kids.
I remember seeing Dora Explorer one time.
Dora Explorer is okay. Well, Dora, I mean, there are some that's fine. Dora Explorer, when I was growing up, there was the Magic School Bus, which I thought was kind of nifty.
My thing about
Bill Nye the Science Guy, not a cartoon, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing about, like, stuff like Dora the Explorer is, like, when they ask a question, like, meant for the audience, and then there's, like, that really long pause.
Yeah, yeah.
It's uncomfortable. It's, like, irritatingly long.
Well, it's supposed to be so that the kids can shout their answers.
Yeah.
Which they do.
That's what I don't like about kids. They have to shout fucking everything. I'm sorry.
Most adults do too, if you listen to them.
Yeah, but they usually have to be drunk or angry. Kids just do it just because.
You were a kid once too, Justin.
I know.
I was born an adult.
You're not an adult now.
No. I'm an adult with a drinking problem. That's why I don't have a drinking problem.
That's gross.
That's the first step.
You're gross. You live in Boston.
I don't.
You live in Massachusetts. That's like Boston Light.
Sure.
What? I don't even know what you're trying to argue right now.
Shut up, New York.
That's gross.
I don't know what you're arguing. But, anyhow. Going back to Saturday morning cartoons. It's an odd thing to talk about because again, it's really hard because we have access to so much nowadays, and I'm sure Netflix may pick up the slack. It's kind of surprising. I think Netflix has only done one original animated series so far.
What's that?
BoJack Turbo? Horseman.
Oh, I guess. Well, BoJack Horseman is more for an adult, isn't it?
Oh, you mean a guy for actual kids.
Yeah.
They're planning on reviving the Magic. I think that's them that's planning on bringing back the Magic School Bus, right?
They are?
Or is that PBS? one of the two is bringing in Magic School Bus back for 2016, I want to say.
I mean, it's possible.
That's news to me.
Yeah, it's news to me as well. I don't know. But, yeah, the only thing they've done is Turbo, which is based off of that movie that didn't do too hot a couple of years ago.
That movie that, yeah, exactly. It was like a year or two ago. But for some reason, there are like 8 episodes of the thing on Netflix, and it keeps trying to get me to watch it.
Maybe you should try it out.
Yeah, I tried it out. It's okay. It's nothing
I'm
special.
I'm not going to see a movie based on, or like, watch a TV show based on Turbo. I have standards.
Well, back in our days, we used to get TV shows based off of everything. Literally anything had a TV show. Comic books. I mean, yeah. This is how we got Ninja Turtles, of course, Batman anime series, X-Men, Spider-Man. Transformers is technically a toy line. Transformers and G.I. Joe were toy lines first, and then they got to tie in comic books and cartoons. We had one of the most bizarre ones I remember was Macaulay Culkin had a show when I was a kid. WizKid. You would think, Home Alone was way too dark for a kid's show. It's way too dark for a kid's movie.
I know, right? It's weird how, like, a decade, like, one or two decades later when you watch it, it's like, this movie is kind of fucked up.
I think we all realize it, but you always wanted to be that kid because you got to be a badass in Adventure House.
I didn't realize that as a kid. I just thought it was really funny, but now that I think about it, I'm just like, this kid has some issues to work out.
Yeah, yeah. But no, he had a show called WizKid, where he had, like, a magical baseball cap that would grant him wishes.
Oh, that sounds sick.
This already does not sound fun.
I will tell you this much, and I guess, you know, there's still some people I've seen, some of the shows they put out, but the people in the 80s and 90s were on some heavy stuff when they came up with some of these ideas. Oh, man, he has a magic baseball cap. That would be so awesome.
Could the glove talk?
No, I did not talk.
All right, okay. I thought the girl could talk.
That's what they were missing.
I know, right? Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't ask. Another one that was kind of... Well, not... Okay, it's weird in the sense that it's
of the source material, but one I always thought was strange is the Mighty Ducks.
Exactly! How does the Mighty Ducks have anything to do, like, how does the cartoon have anything to do with the movies? Because the movies is just about, like Anaheim underdogs, and then the cartoon is just, like, alien ducks from another planet fighting a dragon, and moonlighting is hockey players with the golden mask. It makes no sense.
No,
it makes sense. You just don't watch hockey.
Apparently.
To be fair, if that was hockey, I'd watch hockey all the time, right?
I'd watch so much. I feel like all sports need to be improved if they had, like, Velociraptors or Bengal Tigers.
Anti-gravity sections in sports.
Yes.
on the same note, there was also a show, I don't think it asked it as well, called Pro Stars, which was a show that starred Michael Jordan, Bo Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky, and Bo Jackson?
Sounds awesome.
And they were, you know, famous basketball, baseball, and hockey players at the time. And they also doubled as crime fighters who had superpowers.
That's true of real life, too.
This sounds familiar. I was watching this thing on the Nicktoons channel a couple of nights ago called, like, End Zone Warriors or whatever. Basically, every member or every football team has, like, a power ring or something. And one or two players of those football teams guest star in the episode. It's basically just like Power Rangers meets Mighty Ducks, and it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome,
but I mean, kind of to the point I was making earlier. Part of the appeal of all of these networks doing it is you got a lot of insane stuff, and it is very kind of disappointing that we don't get that variety. We don't get that kind of outside the box thinking anymore.
We kind of do. It's just like. They're out of the box, just, like, requires a massive amount of drugs.
Well, I was about to say, it seems like everything's out of the box, and you don't... Like, I was going to say, on the other side, one of the things that has helped or changed with that is you get a lot more standard with animation, where stuff actually looks good, because a lot of those old cartoons, if you watch, have really stiff and cheap animation. Like, the colors would be off half the time,
yeah.
And the voice acting wouldn't match. Because, again,
the animation is really janky. Like, you remember the Spider-Man animated series? And
yeah.
How janky the animation was sometimes?
Oh, all the time.
Or they would just, reuse shots.
I didn't want to rain on people's parade, but Marvel was teasing the X-Men 92 comic book. And I'm like, the best thing about the X-Men and Spider-Man cartoons from the 90s is that they... really replicated the comic books because they were pretty much standstill frames. one of my favorite things about those, though, and it's one of those things you learn as an adult and you watch and you can't unsee, is like when you watch for the standards and practices, like they couldn't punch each other. So, like, if you ever watch, you will see, like, Spider-Man
they
and
like, throw each other.
They would always be, like, show the tackles, or, like, they would jump kick.
Oh, do you remember also, like, how they wouldn't allow actual guns, so they would either just, like, make them look like guns, but have, like, the pew-pew laser
Yeah, everybody
effects,
have laser
or just
guns.
Give them laser guns.
Which, in hindsight, I've never got, because you would think laser guns are a lot worse than bullets.
Right.
Oh, boy.
But again, I guess because we don't have access to laser guns, it was okay.
Remember also how instead of kill, they would always like have to say destroy.
Yeah,
or eliminate.
Destroyed or eliminated, incapacitated.
Right.
that's still kind of a rule. A lot of people do kind of avoid saying kill or murdered.
I mean, look at
or. Pokemon. Well, they don't die in Pokemon. They faint.
That's what I mean.
Does anyone die in Pokemon?
There have been deaths. Yeah.
But yeah, so you can up Pokemon. It's kind of funny sometimes when you watch like the Nintendo Treehouse streams because they'll like say, "Oh, I just killed you" or something, and then they correct themselves because apparently they can't say kill on the streams.
Are you serious?
Like they have to
really
say you got
things they do say.
You got KO'd.
That actually does not surprise me because Nintendo seems like the company who is a representation of 90s. Animated kids shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's funny, but they are a family friendly company, and they do want to maintain that image.
Did
I mean, granted,
just come out with Bayonetta last week.
That wasn't them. That was Platinum Games.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's a perfect image.
I'm just fucking.
I mean, because Disney had Miramax, and Miramax released it out of really awful.
Yeah, they released Clerks.
Yeah, so I mean, you could have it, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, even most people won't associate Bayonetta with Nintendo. It's on Nintendo, but they won't associate it with them.
Not until they hear about the hair vagina scene that you can do with the Wiimote.
Anyhow,
that made more sense in my head.
I mean, kind of going back to, like, since crappy made animated series based off of Nintendo, a Captain and the Game Master.
I don't know what this is.
You've never heard of Captain N?
Wow, the Power Glove?
I don't think so. I probably heard the Power Glove, but not, like, the thing itself.
Captain N was basically Kingdom Hearts before Kingdom Hearts or Kingdom Hearts. It was a show that teamed up with a lot of popular Nintendo NES characters, because not Nintendo characters specifically. Actually, I think the only Nintendo character on the show was Game Boy. And Mother Brain.
I'm watching too much of it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the villains were Nintendo, but the heroes were Mega Man from Mega Man, Simon Belmont from Castlevania, who was a bit effeminate. Kid Icarus was in it. Game Boy, which was named Game Boy. The villains were Mother Brain, King Hippo, Eggplant Wizard, and Dr. Wally. They crossed over with the Legend of Zelda cartoon from time once, I think. But yeah, it was basically a team up of like these popular NES characters at the time, fighting popular NES villains at the time. Yeah,
and what's his name? Wasn't one of the savages in that?
Savages. Was he? Are you thinking about the Wiz? The Wizard?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, the movie.
What are the savages?
Ben and Fred Savages.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean like the act? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I thought you meant like
one of those psychos that's out there, the savages.
No, I thought you meant like a character in a game or something.
I don't know. No,
that's the downside of when you have like a really strange last name.
Yeah. No. The Wonder Years in Boy Meets World.
Okay.
It's kind of funny in hindsight that Boy Meets World became more popular. Or, I mean, as far as like his. I mean, neither one of them had a career post their shows. I mean, Corey Udry went back to Boy Meets World with Girl Meets World.
Yep.
The other funny aspect of like these cartoons for mining for properties was you got some cartoons that probably should not have been made. Not because, you know, like you could make a cartoon out of anything, but kind of going back to Jackie Chan and like the Bobby's World, they weren't kids' properties. So you got a cartoon from Nightmare on Elm Street.
What?
There was a RoboCop cartoon series, which was a hard R at the time. You made cartoons out of anything back then.
You remember, was it Mega Sharks? I think that's what it was.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks, yeah, that's it.
Well, Street Sharks came from the other end, which is you made things off of, you copied what was popular at the time, and that was Ninja Turtles, which is why you got Street Sharks, and you got Biker Mice from Mars, and you got Extreme Dinosaurs.
Was it SWAT Cats or Street, no.
There was SWAT Cats.
Okay,
and
that's what it was.
Samurai Pizza Cats, which was a direct ripoff of Ninja Turtles.
I don't remember Samurai Pizza Cats.
I think their theme song already said were better than any ninja any turtle ever was or something like that. But yeah, Samurai Pizza Cats. No, okay. But yeah, it was the same thing where like Power Rangers. It was the same thing where Power Rangers became popular. You got stuff like
Super Sentai.
Yeah.
Well, Super Sentai, I think, was what Power Rangers was based off of. Oh, but no, you got stuff like VR Troopers, you got Big Bad Beetleborgs, you got Superhuman Samurai.
Remember, how was it, Ultraman Tiga?
No, I do not.
It was this thing on, like, the Fox Box that was, I guess, kind of like Power Rangers
Fox
in a way.
Box. Wait, why haven't we talked about Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain and stuff like that?
Because those were technically, I believe those were technically afternoon shows.
That would be a thing. That sounds accurate.
I mean, this is kind of where an artist kind of throws. I mean, granted, I was like, I guess, 7 or 8 at the time. So all this kind of goes together. But there were shows that aired 5 times a week, and then they would air again on the weekend. So a lot of them I don't consider Saturday morning cartoons, and they might have aired on Saturday morning. Though that does remind me of one of the more peculiar incidences in the early 90s, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was going to mention that because Sonic Boom's coming up this weekend,
I was actually going to mention Sonic Underground.
Well, I was going to mention the fact that there were literally 2 Sonic shows on at the same time.
Oh, they were on the same time?
Something.
Yeah. There was one that aired during the week, mm-hmm. and that was the more goofy one. And then there was one that aired, and this is why it's officially called, like, people call it Sonic Saturday Morning, the mm-hmm. differentiated. And this aired Saturday morning. So you had one show that aired during the week that was completely different, and then one that aired on Saturday.
So here's my question. Well, I mean, first off, they're not connected to each other, like, in any way besides just the property, right?
Oh, I was going to say, the funny thing about them is they had the same voice actor for Sonic. Jill White did Sonic for both shows.
Right, but as far as, like Sonic Underground wasn't, like, some sort of glimpse into the future or a possible future or anything like that. Okay,
no.
So then where did the whole, like, musical...
I've watched that show, and I'm wondering, like, I don't know who plays Sonic the Hedgehog, and figured... We should make him an underground band leader of a bunch of rebels trying to save their mom.
I think there's probably a bunch of fan fictions about that.
Maybe based off of this show, but I don't know where they got that idea from. Like, I mean, granted, Sonic Saturday Morning didn't make any sense either because he's a part of the Freedom Fighters. And ironically enough, that has become kind of the definitive Sonic outside of video games because that's the longest running one because it still goes on in the comic books.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, I don't get a lot of it. There's
Sonic the Hedgehog in general is just a weird concept to me.
It's a weird concept. It's a weird property in its longevity because there's no reason for it to have the asset as long as it has.
Yeah.
Because he has an extremely spotty record with video games.
Is
there anyone who says that, like, every Sonic game is good?
I don't think anybody says
probably.
Every Sonic game is good.
I mean, besides Nick.
I don't think he says
that was a dirty blow.
Was it, though?
But, yeah, I don't know anybody who loves every Sonic game. Like, I'm a huge Sonic the Hedgehog fan. I grew up on the games. But I would admit that there was a point for about a decade where he had nothing but crap.
What is the low point? Is the low point for you Sonic 2006? What went wrong with Sonic 2006.
Well, I was going to say, Sonic 2006. I don't think we have enough time left in this podcast to discuss that.
No. We can do this. Just in one word, tell me what went wrong with Sonic 2006.
Well, I mean, honestly speaking, aside of anything that may have been really weird with the game story or anything, it's just a broken game.
Go on, tell me about the story.
It's a really broken game because
the story.
I am not going to discuss this, though. Okay, you know what happens if you're asking about it.
I have a vague idea.
If you don't, if you want a better idea, I'm sure you can read fanfics about it.
Oh, fuck no. You're crazy.
But yes, Sonic does have a new cartoon premiering this weekend, Sonic Boom.
And that's actually a Saturday morning cartoon.
It looks okay. It's going to be on Cartoon Network, doesn't it?
At 7 a.m.
7 in the morning.
Wake up for it.
That is the weirdest thing about, like, more recent Saturday morning cartoons is that they either put them on, like, super early or, like, kind of late to where they're not considered morning anymore.
Well, I mean, it's always kind of been a thing that they would start around 7 or 8. But the thing is, you have, like, a 4-hour block, so you would run into, like, noon or so. It's weird because I guess because I'm older and I don't want to wake up. But yeah, Cartoon Network used to be guilty of that back when they had not just the DC Nation, which started at 10, which sounds awful to say. That was really early in the morning for me on a Saturday.
It was.
but they also used to show Thundercats at 9:30, and I think they showed and at 9:00, and
I think they did Thundercats and Ben 10 together at like 8 and 8:30, and then they went into DC Nation.
Yeah, for you. I mean,
I'm sorry. Like,
but yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's really weird to complain about because it is early because you're old and you probably went out drinking and need to sober up and stuff like that. I mean, when you were growing up, that was when Saturday morning cartoons came on. And that was one of the things that we, you know, like, that was the thing. You got Saturday morning cartoons, and if you missed it, you missed it. Nowadays.
Or you would see it Sunday morning.
I have no idea what aired on Sunday morning.
Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, at least, like when Avatar and stuff was on, they did reruns.
Oh,
Saturday,
yeah, but I meant,
Sunday morning, same time.
Yeah, but I meant back in the day to sound old. I think if you missed it, you missed it. Like, that was it. And you wouldn't get to fight with your friends. Because that's what we did back in the day. We talked about cartoons. That's what we did.
That's what we're doing now. This talk about, or like, our talk about Sonic had reminded me of another show which made no sense when it came out from 2007. Do you guys remember Lunatics Unleashed?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh my god. It was. What's the best? It's like if X-Men and the Looney Tunes had a baby, basically.
Sounds weird.
It's actually.
Wait,
it
is Darkwing Duck?
No.
No. No.
It actually is not as bad as people say it is.
It's one of those. It's not something that they stopped, because they still are doing this. But it's one of those things. Not Lunatic. They're not doing
Lunatic. It's
one of those things where they're trying really hard to re.
Energize.
Yeah, re-energize these old brands. And sometimes, like, the best things are kind of the original format. Because, I mean, we had... for a while, I mean, the king of Saturday morning cartoons, I think we've had this discussion on the show before, I don't know if it's necessary with you, was Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo has been in, I believe he's going to star in his 12th animated series this year. And
something like that.
And they've tried... spent the better part of the 2000s trying to reinvent him. You know, what's happening in Scooby-Doo, or what's new Scooby-Doo, or something. You know, like,
yeah.
They tried to modernize him.
It was What's New Scooby-Doo, then there was a couple movies, then they did Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah, and as I say, Mystery Incorporated was kind of...
It actually wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good, because
they just didn't air it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Cartoon Network is extremely guilty of that, as any Young Justice fan would tell you. Or, I guess if you're a fan of Beware the Batman and they stand up until 3 a.m.
Never forget.
Never forget. But, yeah, and I think I kind of, you know, not to harp on it too much, but I think Young Justice and Beware the Batman and even Green Lantern and Thundercats were an example of kind of where Saturday morning cartoons are. I think because people aren't accustomed to them being around anymore, people just don't expect to find new episodes on Saturday morning, which is why a lot of those shows kind of get dicked around in the schedule. I mean, I assume if Cartoon Network sees great numbers with Ninja Turtles, so keep on putting it on.
You mean Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon finds great numbers for Ninja Turtles, so keep on putting it on Friday nights instead of Saturday morning, where you would think people would be up to watch it and stuff like that. I honestly don't know. But I've chit-chatted a bit. What were some of the Saturday morning cartoons when you two were growing up?
I don't know if Saturday morning cartoons were ever a thing for me. Saturday morning specifically, at least.
Oh, did you not wake up on Saturday mornings?
Not really.
Oh gosh, Danny's dead. He's a ghost.
I've never woken up on a Saturday. I never made it past a year of life.
So you technically wouldn't make it past a week.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
So nothing?
I don't know what I want. I mean, I watched cartoons, definitely, but I don't know if I watched anything on Saturday morning, this thing.
Huh, interesting. So, you just kind of got up and stayed at the screen for a while?
No. I was very big into games. I don't know if you know that about me, but I play video games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I think I mostly did that. I did watch TV occasionally, but I mostly played games. Or was outside when I was a kid, doing kid stuff.
Oh, outside. Gross.
Yeah,
I went outside the walls of the establishment and my house.
Gross. But yeah, I mean, I guess my thinking was, what would you do at 9 in the morning on a Saturday?
I don't remember if I woke up that early, or if I did, it must have been like really, really young. I don't remember waking up that early.
Yeah, because I mean that was the thing. You did, you watched the cartoons. You know, the tradition was you had your cereal, your breakfast. You sat down and you watched cartoons.
Still in your pajamas.
You do it for a bit, and then you go about your day. I mean, it's still kind of how I operate as an adult.
Yeah, that's how I operate as an adult. That's every day of my life.
It's not every day. I wish I could. I don't really eat breakfast. It's a terrible habit, people would tell me. But
I think everyone stops eating breakfast like after they reach college, and even like a few years after college.
Yeah, because I mean, for me personally, college, and even now, like I pretty much maximize it to maximize my sleep, so that I can literally just kind of get up, throw out of bed, and get dressed and go, and. You know, some people are like, they're morning people. They want to get up. They want to be refreshed. They, you know, they get an hour before they need to leave for work. They make breakfast. They shower. They shave. And I'm like, yeah, I won't do any.
So much work.
Yeah, I'm like, I will do as much as I can the night before. I'll get up. I do what I can in the morning, and I'm out there. I think right now I can get down to about 18 minutes out the door if I need to, which sounds like a lot, but a lot of it is just me trying to get up and be motivated. Anyhow, back to Saturday morning cartoons. What about you, Justin, since Dan apparently wasn't a kid?
Well, mine was... Oh, crap. Mine was Power Rangers, Digimon. I think Ed and Eddie and, like, Samurai Jack and stuff had new episodes on Saturdays back then. I think I could be wrong.
I was going to say, was Samurai Jack a Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah,
I don't think so, but I never watched it, so I don't know.
Gee, thanks, Dan. Then that migrated into like Power Rangers, Avatar, Justice League.
That definitely was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
Justice League was a Saturday night cartoon. I remember watching that at 10.
Okay, well then, my bad. My apologies, I was wrong. Then that migrated into Injustice, Avatar, Gravity Falls, Green Lantern, Thundercats.
So Cora, basically, you Cora. Still watch cartoons.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
Although it's less out of like I am getting up and watching this, and more of I have this on DVR, and I have to justify using this thing.
Yeah, I will say this much, and I used to do this. I mean, back when back when Young Justice and Green Lantern were airing and stuff like that, it was also a great thing. I'm sure, I don't know if you folks do this, maybe it's a me thing. You wake up on Saturday morning, you don't want to get out of bed to just kind of flip on cartoons and lay there until you're kind of motivated to get out of bed at like 5 in the afternoon, as you wasted away most of the day doing nothing. But I guess for Dan, that would be video games.
Yeah.
I mean, I did both. Sometimes I would do both. Or it's like during commercial breaks, I would flip over to the game, play a little bit, pause it, and flip over back to the cartoon. And I always try to get it to where I think the commercials are about to end and the action was about to come back on.
Yeah, which is rough. I mean, you probably don't count in your head, but it's roughly about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think I just counted to like 10 or 30 a bunch of times.
Yeah, I got it. It's kind of funny because one benefit kids have nowadays that we don't, aside from the fact that they can DVR it and they can stream it later on, I was going to say, is that we are kind of in the multimedia era where you can literally play video games while watching TV with the Wii U or the Xbox One
or you can like even just pause it.
But you could do both now. You don't need to pause anymore.
No, so like you can pause like while go back to live TV.
Yeah, I mean, kids probably know how to use DVRs better than most adults do.
They probably do.
I know a lot of my friends, like, train their kids to use, like, Netflix and, like, because the kids can find what they want to watch without bothering to.
Give it 2 years and watch kids run, like, tech support for cable companies.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's something that you wouldn't know unless you're around kids. Kids have a really terrible sense of, time, so like when their favorite show ends and it's not on anymore and you can't find it on TV, they get really upset.
My younger brother's like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't necessarily realize that like once it's over, it's over. But nowadays, like you can like, you know, The Order Explorer is never over because you can continue watching The Order Explorer on Netflix. I don't know if The Order Explorer is on Netflix.
Probably.
and stuff like that. though it does remind me of something, and I've said this about, I don't know if we talked about the WWE Network on here, but it is it has something that I hope that Netflix and Hulu and all those other streaming services introduce, and that it has continuous 24/7 content, which means that when you turn on the app, something's running. It may not be something you want to watch, but something's running. And I think that would be awesome for Netflix and other ones to do.
I'm not sure if I like that.
Why not?
Explain it further, I guess.
Well, I mean, it would basically like a TV channel. Like you turn on Netflix, and I'm sure you've gone through this. Like, you turn on Netflix, and you don't know what you want to watch, but you want to watch something.
Oh, okay.
But, like, oh, let's see. There's a movie that's just starting. Oh, I'll just check this out because it's already on.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just, you can go watch a day and find something to watch. But the idea of, like, okay, like every Saturday night, Netflix is going to have a new premiere movie. And, I'm sure you see this on Twitter at times where people kind of tweet a movie that's on at the same time on HBO or something like that.
Yeah. I think that'd be better suited for Hulu than it would be for Netflix.
Yeah.
With Netflix, like, it is specifically catered to you. Like, well, most of it is anyway, and the other stuff is just basically, like, based on your viewing history, so I'm not entirely sure if that would
Yeah, but Netflix work. Also has Netflix also has metrics to see what's really popular for them. I mean, they literally tell you that when you go on, it's like, what's popular on Netflix today or something like that. And you can do, like, again, it's not necessary, you don't necessarily need to cater it to anybody's taste, just kind of cater, again, it's not like it's your only option, it's just like, oh, there's something on that I can check out if I want to, or I can just go about and find something to watch. It's kind of like, I can watch HBO, or I can watch HBO on demand. I have both of those options, but sometimes I'll just flip on HBO if it's a movie that's kind of interesting, I'd watch it, and it's probably it may not be something I would have tracked down on my own. The only reason I bring this up to kind of tie it back is that I think, because Netflix has a lot of old cartoons, it has a lot of Marvel cartoons, it has some of the newer DC stuff, it has, stuff from the 80s and 90s and 2000s, where it would be cool if they had, like I said, anyone in fact, a mixture of all these different cartoons that they have access to.
True. Sorry, I agree with all that. That was just an explanation that I was kind of taking all in.
Yeah, it's an interesting prospect. And again, I mean, part of it is because I'm lazy, and sometimes I really don't know what I want to watch. So it's nice to kind of have an option presented to you where you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, are there any Saturday morning cartoons that you've heard a lot about and have not had the chance to watch and want to check out? Or is there anything that you want to see made into a cartoon?
Pokemon.
I would do wish they...
Pokemon go back to its roots.
There was this one show that I used to watch all the time when it was on Saturday mornings. You guys remember the show called Shaolin Showdown?
Yes.
Yeah.
We done, though, isn't it?
Yes, I know. But I'm saying, like, I would love for it to be, like, an actual true Saturday morning cartoon, because I think they had it on at, like, Tuesday afternoons.
I'm okay with Tuesday afternoons.
Because you don't do anything on Tuesday afternoons. But for the rest
of
actually,
us but...
who have, like... Shut up, Dan.
I wanted to see, for the rest of us who, I'm curious where this is going.
I would like to see it, like, return to its actual Saturday morning cartoon roots. This is me.
It didn't have Saturday morning roots if it never aired on Saturday morning.
It did air on Saturday mornings.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, I was going to say, I think part of the problem with that is just that I think there has to be a concerted effort to kind of make Saturday morning important again, where you can't just have, like, one or two shows. You have to make, like, okay, we're going to make a Saturday morning block, and we're going to have a ton of shows that air during that block. And I don't think there's money in it anymore, which is sad. Because if you're Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or Disney, Well, Disney's different. I guess Disney XD would be more like this. Like, I assume the people who advertise on those channels advertised on them the entire day because it's catering to the same exact audience the entire day. So it makes there's no reason to, like, okay, we can put SpongeBob new episodes Saturday night, or we can put SpongeBob new episodes Monday night. People are going to find it anyhow. We don't need to put him on Saturday mornings. We don't need to, we don't need to have a block of Saturday morning cartoons, and it's probably more expensive than they're willing to put into. And then you had, recent failures like The Hub. I don't know if any of you watched that.
I think, heard of it, but didn't watch it.
I mean, to be fair, they had, two successes. I guess one of them got canceled, and the other one moved to another channel.
Yeah. The Hub, for you,
what were they?
Transformers Prime and My Little Pony.
Yes. My Little Pony. They all said...
It was a good run, though, didn't it? It wasn't like three or four years?
I have no idea. I honestly... I don't know when it came back. I don't know if it's still a thing. I just know that there's a fandom for it that is extremely excessive, which I guess is kind of redundant because it's a fandom. Most of them are extremely... No, I meant for My Little Pony.
How do you have a fandom for a network?
Wouldn't?
I got really confused.
You can have fandom for a network.
I need to see a Nickelodeon fan fiction.
Well, I was going to say, you probably do see the Nickelodeon fandom, but it's probably people who are really obsessed with, like, Nickelodeon TV shows. Like, the people who are obsessed with iCarly or, who's that actress, singer, person now? Ariana?
That Ariana Grande?
Yes, there we go, that's her.
I was going to say, like, when you said, like, Nickelodeon actress, singer, like, that's... about their lineup for the past 5 years.
That doesn't narrow it down.
I need more details. I really want to say something about Ariana Grande, but I also kind of think it sounds really bad.
Yeah, Disney and Nick were big.
I'm sure you know which one it is.
I think Disney and Nick were big into that, where a lot of their shows starred would-be singers. Because I think Victoria starred a singer. Zoe 101 star, Britney Spears' younger sister. There's a bunch of shows on Disney about a Hannah Montana starter singer. Yeah. And it's like, it's every girl's dream to become a pop sensation, so.
Yeah, because, Disney does this. Oh, never mind, we can get it off. Yeah. I have issues with how Disney presents some of its characters.
Yes, I think we can begin to wrap here. We are stretching this out. I mean, the long and short of this show is that it was kind of done in jest because Saturday morning cartoons, have been dead for a while, but they aren't dead at the same time. Because you have more, as far as consecutive hours of cartoons, you have more than ever before because there are networks dedicated just to cartoons. It's just that you don't have them concentrated as much anymore because they don't need to be concentrated as much anymore. Because you could probably turn on Cartoon Network or Nick or Disney XD right now. The chances are you'd probably find an animated series. I mean, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, so you might find something live action on two of them.
We have Adult Swim. I think Cartoon Network is the only one who is consistently animated.
Well, I think Nickelodeon's weird because they're mostly animated, and then they switch around which shows might as well be animated. They're so cartoony.
Yeah.
But Disney XD.
Most of their shows are also kind of shit.
Disney XD is the weird one because that used to be Toon Disney.
Yeah.
And they changed the name, and
Why did they change the name? Do you remember?
Because they wanted it to be a channel that focused on boys between 5 and 10.
Okay, that's
and X appeals to the 5 and D appeals to the 10, obviously.
Apparently.
And it looks like a smiley face.
That's weird. I've never been able to not see that face, but that's weird logic to go off of.
Well, it's not weird logic. It's weird that it's weird in the sense that it's one of those things like remember when G4 was closing up business and they were going to create a
the men's network.
Yeah,
was it Esquire?
Yeah, and it was going to cater to guys 18-34.
Yeah,
it was going
to be like guys talking about like style tech women, so it was basically just going to be G4 with style.
Yeah, but the problem is everything caters to that demographic, so it was really weird to make a channel dedicated to that demographic. I mean, that's literally what Spike TV is.
Yeah. So, I mean, could they, like, be a – were they going to try and be like a classier version of Spike TV?
Is that even possible?
Probably not.
I have no idea. But Disney XD is kind of the same thing in that most cartoons and shows kind of cater to boys in that age range. So it doesn't make any sense to double down on that audience. I mean, from Disney's standpoint, it might make sense because they don't necessarily cater to that audience at the Disney Channel. But, like, most things, you know, like, most cartoons and stuff are kind of made for boys in that age range. So this is why Disney XD hasn't really taken off. And they're trying really, really, really hard to double, triple, quadruple down on the Marvel license. Because right now, I think... are they also the network that is Star Wars Rebels?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So they're really trying to get... They're really trying to double down on that audience. But it's an audience that's already really well served. So, yeah. They'll continue to struggle.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is, out of, like, the current lineup of cartoons that are on, what are some of your favorites?
I mean, I don't watch a ton. I watch Ninja Turtles and I watch Korra, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
So I'm probably the only one here who, like, watches the most cartoons.
Yeah. I mean, again, kind of going back to what I said at the start with variety, is, like, once you kind of killed off the action cartoons, there isn't a ton for me. Like, I tried to get into, like, Adventure Time and the Magical World of Gumball. And I don't even know if the show's on the air anymore, but Fox's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, dude, that's been off the air for like, 5 years.
It's been off for a while. I don't watch that stuff. I hate SpongeBob. They seem to always...
I mean, like, you've always hated SpongeBob, or you used to like SpongeBob and now you hate it?
No, I've always hated SpongeBob.
Okay.
Bummer.
I have my reasons. That's fair.
Irrational fear of sponges.
I mean, it's fair that you're wrong.
I don't need to be right. I don't need to be right or wrong. I can't. I just can't. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like... And it's harder to get into stuff when you kind of expect to be canceled. You know, like Young Justice, Green Lantern, Beware the Batman, Tron Legacy.
Yeah, I remember that. I should think about that up because I forgot about it until literally just then.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that. I completely forgot how they totally screwed that show over.
Yeah, there was, the Hub did a G.I. Joe.
They aired it at midnight.
The Hub did a G.I. Joe cartoon, which I thought was really good. G.I. Joe Renegade, and that was canceled after a season.
Wait, that was just one season then was on?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of get into animated series when the stuff you like isn't going to last. I mean, SpongeBob's on its brilliant season, but I can't get a decent superhero cartoon anymore. And no, I know there's three Marvel cartoons. I did say decent.
Listen, to be fair, Ultimate Spider-Man is adequate.
I agree with Avengers and Agents.
Dude, Avengers is really bad.
The worst part of Avengers is they're really, 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 really weird continuity connection to the films.
Yeah.
Because the weirdest thing is Falcon, who is like 16 or 17 in the...
That still incredibly infuriates me. Someone with like the body and the looks of a man in his early to mid-20s is somehow under 18.
Yeah, but it's connected to the movie.
And he's as tall as everyone else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 16, 17.
He's more or less as tall as everyone else, who are basically like in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, but I mean, 16, 17, most people have kind of grown. I mean, like, as far as height goes, but
okay,
you know.
Okay, but I mean, he also doesn't look inter. Most teenagers also don't almost, in basic terms, look like they could be in their 20s.
Yeah, it was also really weird how they introduced that too. I hate it. One, it's that stereotype of their stern black mama.
You mean that you didn't have a strong, independent black mama who don't need no man?
I did. It's still a terrible stereotype. Oh. yeah, but we will lament Marvel and DC cartoons another day. We're trying to actually not talk about them too much because we talked about them when I would have been.
I wanted to talk about that briefly for 1 second, for one little piece. Phineas and Ferb, fantastic cartoon.
Oh my god, Phineas and Ferb is so good.
If this summer ever ends.
Phineas and Ferb, absolutely fantastic.
That's actually one I can get into. I got into that.
Right?
All.
So there you go. There's one that I watch, but I only mention it now because they have had Marvel crossovers before, which are, I don't know how they are. I haven't seen them, but
yeah. Okay, chill. We will be back next week, and I believe we are going to do what we promised at the end of last week, which is we're going. I mean, next week will make more sense because it would actually be a year since one of them came out. We're going to take a look at the first year of the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and how what they've done.
Whee.
And I'm sure it's going to be super positive.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be positive.
Nah.
Show for. Okay, let's try this again. For Dan, Justin, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 194.
Bye.
Illuminating television.